A government watchdog says planning and intelligence failures by Capitol Police contributed to the chaos and deadly violence when insurrectionists stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Inspector General Michael Bolton presented the findings of his investigation yesterday to the congressional committee that oversees the Capitol Police. Representative Zoe Lofgren chairs that committee. She's a Democrat and she joins us now. Congresswoman, welcome.
Thank you. Well, glad to be here.
Yes, you called for this hearing after receiving a briefing from Bolton last month. What are your thoughts on his testimony, and what are the key takeaways for the American people?
Well, I thought his testimony was very helpful. There were obviously a lot of issues related to the insurrection, but his focus is only on one thing, the Capitol Police. The officers were not the focus of this report, but really the institution of the Capitol Police and how prepared they were. And there were very serious deficiencies that caused the police to be unable to protect the Capitol.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those deficiencies. In Bolton's report, he laid out that officers apparently said their protective gear was cumbersome and complained about aging riot shields that shattered upon impact. Bolton said most officers had not completed their required annual training for the last few years. And he said some of the agency's own intelligence indicated that Congress itself was a target. Why were they so unprepared?
There was a real management problem in the department and a real organizational problem. They received very credible and concrete information in December. It was never put together with other pieces of information, and they were not prepared and did not prepare for that type of event. In terms of equipment, an astonishing part of the story was some shields that did work and should have been made available to the officers were stored off-site and in the end were brought over in a bus by civilians who worked for a different department. So this was not, they were not ready for prime time, and the officers on the front lines who were put out there with adequate equipment paid a terrible price, and the country paid a terrible price in watching these insurrectionists successfully breach the Capitol.
How much blame do you place on Capitol Police leadership?
Well, I think obviously we need to do a complete review. It's really a cultural change that we need to look at, not just a police department where a crime is committed, you respond, you arrest the perpetrator, but more like the Secret Service, preventing these instances to begin with. I mean, one of the things that I thought was astonishing was that there was less than lethal force equipment available, but the officers were told not to use it. And there was a specific, I don't mention the name, but an assistant deputy chief in the department who apparently was concerned that use of less than lethal weapons, somebody could get hurt. Well, hello, people died.
The ranking member on your committee, Republican Rodney Davis of Illinois, says part of the problem is that the Capitol Police are governed by the Capitol Police Board, which has political appointees. Do you agree with this?
Well, you know, I was concerned that the Republicans kept returning to the Capitol Police Board because the Inspector General said at the beginning, it's not within his jurisdiction and he hasn't studied it. So continuing to ask the IG about that, I think might have had a political purpose. There are some Republicans who somehow tried to blame Democrats for the Trump-induced riot, which is ridiculous. I don't believe they were operating in a political way at all. They were simply operating in a less than competent way. How we alter that is the question. And I don't think any of us has the magic answer yet. I know I do not.
Well, what is the next step, though, in instituting some of these changes that Bolton says basically are necessary to avoid any future incidents like what we saw on January 6th?
Well, we're going to continue our oversight. He's not through with his review, and he actually has another report that's due out at the end of this month. I'm in close contact with the chair of the House Appropriations Committee that also has some jurisdiction because they appropriate the funds to see how we transform this department.
That's Representative Zoe Lofgren, Democrat of California. Thank you so much.
Thank you.